Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Your one and only. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 7. You shall have no other gods before me. That is a short sentence, but the meaning has eternal consequences. Unfortunately, we live in a world that, since the days of Adam and Eve, sin has crept into the crevices of our very being. We make promises but fail to keep them. How many marriages have been shattered, lives ruined, because of a failure to keep a promise of faithfulness? Even more dire are the consequences of making a promise to God and breaking that promise. Or perhaps even more tragic, never making a promise to God. Always making excuses or having good intentions, but never following through. God should be our one and only. We should live for Him, give our life totally for Him, look forward to spending eternity with Him because of what He has done for us. Sadly, there are those who go through their life serving their own selfish ambitions, or doing good deeds, thinking that by their actions and what they have done, they would make an entrance into eternity. Hollywood has added to that consequence by foisting the lie that our deeds merit eternal life. They paint the picture of St. Peter standing at the gates of heaven, checking your credentials. How many good deeds have you done? Do you merit entrance into eternity? Beep! That's a lie from the pit of hell. We do not make eternity our reality by what we have done and the deeds that we have sown, but the choice that we have made by the one we accept. The thief on the cross had done many evil deeds, deeds that earned him crucifixion. But in that last moment of his life, he realized that next to him was the one who had the keys to eternity. He could be his one and only opportunity to have salvation. And with his gasping breath, I can almost imagine him saying, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." It was done. And the beautiful assurance that the Lord gave him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Jesus had become his one and only. The question that each of us must ask, is Jesus our one and only? If not, open our hearts right now. Accept him as our personal Savior. Make him your one and only. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, I pray, Lord, those that have never prayed that prayer might pray that prayer right now and say, "Lord, remember me in your kingdom." And having made that prayer, that they would follow through by opening all the areas of their life to you, exposing the darkness that has filled their life with the light of salvation. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.